So, dear friends in Christ, this morning we celebrate one of the principal feasts of the liturgical year, this Feast of Pentecost. It has been 50 days since the resurrection of our Lord, and it was on this day that the Holy Ghost descended upon Mary and the apostles and disciples who were gathered in the upper room, and he descended upon them in the form of tongues of fire. But it's interesting that this Feast of Pentecost was actually prefigured in the Old Testament. We see the Israelites, 50 days after they were freed from their Egyptian captivity, they found themselves at the foot of Mount Sinai. It's interesting that on Pentecost we had a great wind and this tongues of fire that came down upon the apostles and disciples. But here in the Old Testament as well, there was thunder and clashes of lightning. Lightning and clashes of thunder. There was great wind and there was fire, and a thick cloud of smoke descended from the mountain. And Moses led the Israelites to the base of this mountain, and they heard the voice of God. The people were so terrified and filled with awe that they turned to Moses, and they said, and they implored him, "You go and speak with God, for we are too afraid to." So it is that Moses went forth, and he, at this moment, was during this time that he received the Ten Commandments. So the Jews commemorate this by a feast, which they consider the Feast of Weeks. We consider the day on which God established his covenant with his people through Moses on Mount Sinai. And in the Jewish law, it's actually the second principal feast. So that is the reason why on this day we see in Jerusalem when there's a great wind and the fire and the tongues of fire that came down upon the apostles and disciples, that there was a lot of men gathered there in the city because they were there to celebrate this Feast of Weeks, to commemorate the covenant of the Old Law. And so it is that we see a great transformation that took place in the apostles and disciples. We see St. Peter, who previously had been filled with terror, and he had been very shy, and he had been sitting there, and he had been just not even been very stagnant. And when he received the Holy Ghost, there was a great transformation because he went forth and began to preach to the crowds that had gathered about. They had heard the great wind, and they're saying, "What's going on?" And they gathered about the house. St. Peter went forth and began to preach with fire and with zeal. And so much so that there was over 3,000 people that were baptized on this day as they heard St. Peter preach to them the faith, the Catholic faith. And so it is that today is considered the birthday of the Church. But very interesting to see this transformation, especially in St. Peter, going from a timid and shy apostle to this fiery and very zealous man and preacher. And as we think about this, we see that the Holy Ghost was working in his soul. And the Holy Ghost continues to work in the souls of Catholics in our day. It is today, this feast, that the Holy Ghost fulfilled the promises of Christ, that the Holy Ghost began and commenced the work and the mission of the Church. So the new law was actually promulgated today on this Feast of Pentecost. And he continues, the Holy Ghost, to inspire and to work in souls in our day and age. We see that when a soul is in sanctifying grace, that soul is actually a tabernacle. The soul is actually a dwelling place of the Holy Ghost. And it's interesting because sanctifying grace is charity, and charity is love. And the Holy Ghost is love because he proceeds from the love of the Father and the Son. And so this is a very beautiful thought, a very beautiful truth of our faith, that we are dwelling places of the Holy Ghost when we have that state of sanctifying grace. So it's very important for us to realize this and to realize that of the three theological virtues that we have faith, we have hope, and we have charity. But in heaven, charity is going to be the only of the three theological virtues that will continue, because there will be no longer a need to have faith. There will no longer be a need to have the virtue of hope. But charity, which is love, which is obviously God, that will continue in heaven. And so this life, when we are in the state of sanctifying grace, that is a foretaste of the happiness that will be ours in the next. So as we see that transformation and we see this great indwelling of the Holy Ghost in the souls that have sanctifying grace, and the Holy Ghost is present in all of the sacraments, the seven sacraments of the Church, we implore the Holy Ghost especially in all of the sacraments. And he's first given to us there at baptism, and we continue to have that in the sacraments that the Church has given to us, that Christ himself has given to us. And so we remember that we need to keep alive in our hearts that state of sanctifying grace, and to ask the Holy Ghost to enkindle in our hearts that fire of divine love. And the Holy Ghost is given the title of sanctifier by the Church, and rightly so, because he continues to sanctify and to save souls, and continues the mission of the Church. And as Pope Leo XIII, he wrote a very beautiful encyclical titled Divinum Illud, and it's specifically on the Holy Ghost, but he strongly was encouraging all Catholics to increase in their love and their devotion to the Holy Ghost. Because there are many times in our lives, and even in our day-to-day lives, that we have to make decisions, things that we have to decide, and especially when it comes to our spiritual lives, whether we will accept that inspiration that is given to us by the Holy Ghost, or will reject it, or we're being tempted, whether we will accept that temptation and fall into sin, and whether we will reject that and choose God. So there are many times in our day-to-day lives that we are having to choose and we're having to decide. And so it's very important for us to call upon the Holy Ghost, very important for us to have this devotion to the Holy Ghost and ask Him, Dear Holy Ghost, inspire me to do the right thing. Help me to sanctify myself. Help me to become the saint that God wishes me to be. And that is the mission and that is the work of the Holy Ghost. And this is especially what we commemorate on this Feast of Pentecost. So let us especially go to Him in all of our trials and difficulties and all of our decisions. Ask Him, and let us be generous and let us be faithful to His inspirations. And also to pray to Our Lady, whose title, of her many titles that she has, one of the titles that she has is Spouse of the Holy Ghost. So we pray to the Holy Ghost and to the Spouse of the Holy Ghost, our Blessed Mother, to help us and to guide us through this life, to make it to our goal, to make it to what we are here upon this earth to accomplish, which is our salvation and our sanctification. And it's interesting, just to give a quick story, that the Holy Ghost so often works in our lives without us even knowing. But I heard recently of a story that took place in the late 1800s. And a priest, he was a missionary priest there in Montana. And I'm sure if you've been there, you realize that Montana, there's not much out there. It's pretty wide open, and there's not much out there. And even more so back in the 1800s. But this priest had finished saying Mass on a Sunday, and he didn't have to travel on that particular Sunday. And one of the parishioners knew that, and he wanted to offer Father a form of recreation. So he said, brought an extra horse to church, and said, Father, why don't you take my horse out for a ride and enjoy the afternoon, and you don't have to be back. Keep it until tomorrow. Come and pick it up again. And the priest accepted, saying, well, he's gone through all the trouble. He brought the horse, and might as well get a little bit of recreation. So the priest decided after Mass to take that ride, and he was going, and he took a path, a way that he usually wouldn't go on, and because he wouldn't have much time if he were getting some recreation. So he took a longer way, and as he was riding, and he saw off in the distance a cabin, and he saw a lady standing outside the cabin from far away, and she was wildly waving a tablecloth. And the priest realized that she was trying to get his attention. So he rode and got to the cabin and said, trying to get my attention. And she's like, you're an answer to my prayer. I've been trying to take care of my father, and he's on his deathbed. And I desperately need a priest to go and hear his confession and to anoint him. And she was just very grateful. You're an answer to my prayer. And the priest went inside and heard the man's confession, and anointed him. And soon after, that man passed away. And the lady's father. And the lady was so very grateful. And the priest was a little surprised and said, how did you know I was coming? Why were you outside? It was almost as if you were waiting for me. And the lady said, well, I was praying to the Holy Ghost and asking Him to please inspire you to make it, to come out my way. So I've been on the lookout. I've been waiting, and I've been definitely expecting my prayer to be answered, praying to the Holy Ghost. And the priest was very much moved by this. And we see how there's several different quote-unquote random things that happened that on the surface looked like random, but really it was the Holy Ghost inspiring that parishioner to bring his horse, inspiring the priest to take that path, and inspiring the woman to pray to the Holy Ghost, to pray to him. And everything worked out in the end, and it might have seemed random, but God had a plan, and the Holy Ghost was very much at work in the situation. So in our own lives, remember, the Holy Ghost is at work. When we're in the state of grace, trying to do God's will, He's at work in our souls. And let us pray to Him and ask Him to help us to make us holy, to help us to sanctify ourselves, and to make it to our goal. And as St. Peter was transformed by the descent of the Holy Ghost, let us ask that the Holy Ghost transform our souls, and that we be fervent, very much on fire, and very zealous in the practice of our faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.